Matthew chapter 27. The continuation of the history of the passion of Christ, his death and burial. And when morning was come, all the chief priests and ancients of the people took counsel against Jesus, that they might put him to death. And they brought him bound and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who betrayed him, seeing that he was condemned, repenting himself, brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and ancients, saying, I have sinned in betraying innocent blood. But they said, What is that to us? Look thou to it. And casting down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and went and hanged himself with an halter. But the chief priests, having taken the pieces of silver, said, It is not lawful to put them into the corbona, because it is the price of blood. Footnote, corbona, a place in the temple where the people put in their gifts or offerings. End of footnote. And after they had consulted together, they bought with them the potter's field to be a burying place for strangers. For this cause that field was called Haseldama, that is, the field of blood, even to this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremias the prophet, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was prized, whom they prized of the children of Israel. And they gave them unto the potter's field, as the Lord appointed to me. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus saith to him, Thou sayest it. And when he was accused by the chief priests and ancients, he answered nothing. Then Pilate saith to him, Dost not thou hear how great testimonies they allege against thee? And he answered him to never a word, so that the governor wondered exceedingly. Now upon the solemn day the governor was accustomed to release to the people one prisoner, whom they would. And he had then a notorious prisoner that was called Barabbas. They therefore, being gathered together, Pilate said, Whom will you that I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus that is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. And as he was sitting in the place of judgment, his wife sent to him, saying, Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and ancients persuaded the people that they should ask Barabbas and make Jesus away. And the governor answering said to them, Whether will you of the two to be released unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate saith to them, What shall I do then with Jesus that is called Christ? They say all, Let him be crucified. The governor said to them, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. And Pilate, seeing that he prevailed nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, taking water, washed his hands before the people, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. Look you to it. And the whole people answering said, His blood be upon us and upon our children. Then he released to them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, delivered him unto them to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor, taking Jesus into the hall, gathered together unto him the whole band. And stripping him, they put a scarlet cloak about him. And plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And bowing the knee before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And spitting upon him, they took the reed and struck his head. And after they had mocked him, they took off the cloak from him, and put on him his own garments, and led him away to crucify him. And going out, they found a man of Cyrene named Simon. Him they forced to take up his cross. And they came to the place that is called Golgotha, which is the place of Calvary. And they gave him wine to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted, he would not drink. And after they had crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "They divided my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots." And they sat and watched him, and they put over his head his cause written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were crucified with him two thieves, one on the right hand and one on the left. And they that passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Vah, thou that destroyest the temple of God, and in 3 days dost rebuild it, save thy own self. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." In like manner also the chief priests with the scribes and ancients, mocking, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him now deliver him if he will have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the selfsame thing the thieves also that were crucified with him reproached him with. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the whole earth until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some that stood there and heard said, "This man calleth Elias." And immediately one of them running took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And the other said, "Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to deliver him." And Jesus, again crying with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top even to the bottom. And the earth quaked, and the rocks were rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints that had slept arose, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, came into the holy city, and appeared to many. Now the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus, having seen the earthquake and the things that were done, were sore afraid, saying, "Indeed this was the Son of God." And there were there many women afar off who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. And when it was evening, there came a certain rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded that the body should be delivered. And Joseph, taking the body, wrapped it up in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new monument, which he had hewn out in a rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the monument, and went his way. And there was there Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, sitting over against the sepulchre. And the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together to Pilate. Footnote: the day of preparation, the eve of the Sabbath, so called because on that day they prepared all things necessary, not being allowed so much as to dress their meat on the Sabbath day, and a footnote, saying, "Sir, we have remembered that that seducer said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command, therefore, the sepulchre to be guarded until the third day, lest perhaps his disciples come and steal him away and say to the people, 'He is risen from the dead,' and the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate saith to them, "You have a guard, go guard it as you know." And they departing made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting guards.